Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, My Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to My Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Good evening to all. Steve, the comments are going rampant. The rumors are going strong. What do we have in store for our listeners, for our viewers? We're going to talk about the formation change, obviously. We're going to talk about what we thought about this third kit. Leao being captain? Okay, we're going to talk about that for the very first time. Bartesaghi getting his debut. Jovic playing 25 minutes. Krunic getting injured. So many things. Serie A recap brought to you by Fubo. But most importantly, Steve, what do people have to do?
Subscribe. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll get many things like Coast to Coast, the local soccer show. Put a little check mark there on the little hand. Subscribe and the bell. And then what's going to happen? We'll notify you when we go live so I don't have to tweet everybody out every time we go live at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And whenever Sexy Fabio and Latino Heat Geo go on, you'll be notified. So
you'll be notified, and especially a big week like this week. But without further ado, are we ready?
Singers, let's go.
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Giroud in area, si gira, sinistro, rete, col capolavoro di Olivier Giroud.
Maignan with another magical save.
Coast to coast, del numero 19. Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Forza!
Hey, amici sportivi, welcome to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast, where we talk everything Milan, a flat performance Milan, but on to Cagliari we go, Milan, and maybe not a delay this time, Stevie P, Vinny T. Before we get into it, Steve, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to returning Patreon member Andre, originally from Russia, now in Saudi Arabia. Thank you, Andre, for rejoining. Saif, one of Husni's friends, joining today. Welcome. And we forgot to mention, thank you to Zvonko, Milan Club Sweden, second year in a row, sending us our official membership cards. Zvonko, say numero uno. Steve, you, when you do Il Mister, right, and there's La Pioggia, there's hail coming down, do you go around with, you know, the referee and you bounce the ball? Oh, questo qua è buono. This is the first time, Steve, but did you try to make a sense of this one? I think they were just trying to figure out if it was playable, because I know it was, the weather was really
horrible. The weather was bad. Yeah, no, it's not the first time I see it. I've seen it multiple times, and it has to happen. It has to bounce. It has to roll. It has to move. And if it doesn't, it's not playable. So it was playable, and we knew we were going to get one of these blah performances.
25 minute delay, but let's get straight into it. Before we get into, you know, formations, all that stuff, Steve, I wanted to ask you your thoughts on the third jersey. I think it's the first one where, you know, we've had a lot of third jerseys come out and, you know, the previews in the last year. This is, I think, is the first one. I don't know. Like, I see it on, you know, sometimes we see it on the pitch. It looks a bit better. This one, I don't know. I wasn't gonna like, you know, it has nothing to do with the color, the inclusiveness, whatever. It just feels weird. That's my personal opinion. Gio obviously bought probably three jerseys already of that one there. How did you feel about this one? Or do you really, like, you know, do you care? It's like, who cares?
I go by the rule of don't touch the first one. The second one needs to be the classic white. And the third one, do as you wish. And they did as they wish. And we always complained it was either always black or some weird color. we had Disco Gold and we didn't really complain that much. I think this one is, I don't know if it was done on purpose, but Barbie movie and The Kit almost came out at the same time. And I think it's a fantastic idea. I think it's, you know, something that if you're comfortable with yourself, you're going to wear. I will purchase the third kit. Honestly, I will.
Okay.
I have Evangelista Sport who does not believe me that I'm going to be purchasing this kit, but I will, and I will wear it. And my daughter is in love with this kit. She loves Milan, and now there's a pink kit. So I'm all for getting everybody on the bandwagon of Milan to love the red and the black. And if we have to go outside the colors, we've seen Stranger from other teams. Let's go. I have no problem with it. I have no problem with the kit itself. I think it's actually pretty nice. And I think the extra gear that comes with the kit is really nice. Hopefully, Puma, this message is to you. Send it to our friends at Evangelista Sport. They usually don't get that stuff, but we'll find a way to get it.
And it's not for everybody, but I'm not going to sit here and start hating on people that like it. There's a kit for it. Remember that Manchester United, the camouflage one that they were going to wear? Hey, still sold, right? Still sold. Steve, I wanted to ask you about, you know, this whole formation change, and I wanted to get your thoughts because Shane, you know, written on Patreon, it's like he said, not a question per se, more a comment. Pioli has, and rightfully so, been accused of delaying making tactical changes before. When he makes changes and they are successful in the 3 points manner, we complain about the method of getting the 3 points. Please, somebody make this make sense to me. So I understand what he's getting at. I think people, you know, not the performance that we wanted to see. You know, we called it a flat performance. I know we keep on saying the same things over and over again, Steve, where in the history books, nobody's going to look at, well, this was a flat performance, but they still got the 3 points. What do you say to his comment or seeing this lineup change? I know Pioli came out and said, you know, I lost Calabria and Theo. I had to make these changes here. Do you believe in more, let's change it up, or make the players that I have fit into the formation that I'm used to?
This is Pioli just fielding what he has to play with on a given day. I think it's more of a 4-3-3 than a 3-4-3 the way Sonny has it lined up. But, you know, Florenzi is more of a back than a wing back. We've seen him play both, and I don't think he was bad. You know, the Krunic and Musa together was a little bit of a question. It ended up working out. I think Musa had a very good game.
Yeah.
But besides that, guys, it's again, I'm happy that they went aggressive. I'm happy that they got that early goal. And I think that early goal set the tone to the game. I don't think Verona was pretty dangerous after that. And the pitch didn't help, right? So a lot of these players, you know, they rely on, we rely a lot on the high press, and we rely a lot on being very active on the ball. The ball wasn't really moving. It was like a lot of kick and chase style of soccer. So again, let's take the win. I take the 3 points. It's not beautiful. And, you know, during a Scudetto campaign, not every game is going to be beautiful. We'll see it in the football highlights. You know, Inter beating Empoli 1-0 after Roma destroyed them by a touchdown. So any Sunday gives us any types of results. I think we have to take it. I think it's another option that he has now, and he needs to try. But I think he needs to slot in the right players at the right spots, because a better team than Hellas Verona maybe could have exposed us a bit more.
How good was Sportiello, Steve? I was a little.
We finally have a backup keeper, ladies and gentlemen, and
a great save. I think it was in the first half when he just stretched it himself. I was impressed, but it felt different from Tataru Sana. I just felt like he had his place. I just felt that he had his place and kept us, you know, in the game, because I know they weren't dangerous, but for that one opportunity. And sometimes, Steve, how many years ago? It wasn't that many years ago that these kind of games would slip, you know, through our fingers, 1-1 late tie, or, you know, that they will score first. But how were you impressed with Sportiello?
Yeah, so Sportiello knows how to be a backup keeper. He was someone who played at Atalanta quite often. So he has some experience in Serie A, which is more I'm more confident with Sportiello and Nets than I was with Tata Rusano. And it's not that Tata Rusano was, you know, he was really like the backup. Like we really didn't want to play him. And we didn't want to give Mike a rest because we were afraid of what would happen if we would put Tata Rusano in Nets. I think after a performance like Sportiello had this weekend, Pioli has this advantage where, you know, if Mike is feeling something to protect him from some of the other games that we really need him in, I think Sportiello can come in there, give us some good minutes. We can't leave him on an island because he's not going to make Mike Maignan-type saves all the time. But I think he's someone who slots in nicely with experience. Is he Mike Maignan? No. But there's only one Mike Maignan. And we have to do with, you know, the backup keeper being able to stop shots. And that's all you could ask for.
Leão being captain, did you find this surprising? You did have Kjær there. You had, you know, guys of a bit more experience like the Florenzi. Did you have a problem with Leão? Did you maybe put too much pressure on him? And did you have a problem with this decision?
No, I don't have a problem with it. He's the best player. He wears the 10. This is his team, whether we like it or not. And he should be the captain when let's say, Theo Hernandez is not there or Calabria is not there. I think he falls into that third slot of captaincy. Everybody else, no disrespect to Kjær, you know, or Giroud. The offensive player on this team is Leão. And the best player on this team is Leão, and I think he should wear the captain band. And I think it should be something of a maturing process where when he has the captain band, he has to understand that, you know, his body language needs to be better, his attitude needs to be better, and his work ethic needs to be better. I think it was a smart move by Pioli.
Speaking of smart moves, I'm not sure if this was a smart one. People like to complain about, you know, rotation of players or, you know, during the pregame chat, you know, these players, if they're not going to play, why are they here? Bartesaghi, which is the man with no face, because way to go, AC Milan, not having a picture of one guy that's actually starting on the bench there. Bartesaghi getting a chance. Jovic getting a chance and not 10 minutes, 25 minutes. What did you think of their performances?
That's the rotation that he has to do. Again, playing Giroud in this game, I think, was also a bit of a gamble. I would have liked to see Jovic start and see what he can do with Leão from the beginning. But getting him 25 minutes is good as well. But we also have to take into consideration Giroud's age. He's not going to be able to start every game. And now we play again midweek. So giving him that 25-minute rest would have been nicer if we would have had more of a cushion. I think he would have got more than that 25-minute rest. But we didn't. So the turnover has to happen. There's just too many games. So these players have to play. I'd like to see Adli get some minutes this week.
Which I'm going to ask you about very soon. But, you know, people had a problem seeing Giroud start. I said I would have a problem if I see him start again on Wednesday, and having a problem is a big word. Oh, do you think he starts?
Again. Yeah.
Do you think he's going to start again against Cagliari?
Pioli is too scared.
And Lazio on Saturday? Do you risk
starting again?
He's starting again. So you're saying he's going to start again, but maybe Jovic might have a bit more, maybe more
playing time. The midweek is very key. We need to take control of the game and be able to slot in some guys who don't get a lot of minutes and make the starters who are going to be playing against Lazio, which is also in a very important game, get them some rest because, you know, this is going to be a long haul to the season. And, you know, minus Bennacer in the midfield, you know, the midfield guys with Krunic injured, someone has to slot into that magical Krunic Swiss Army knife slash spot. And now we need other guys to take away those minutes from the future starter. Because from what I read, Krunic is about a month.
About a month. That's what I was reading. And, you know, I wanted to speak to you about Krunic. And this is Vinny Mancini, one of his questions, like, you know, does Pioli finally give Adli his chance on Wednesday, or do we see Rangers fill in the Krunic gap? If Rangers is selected over Adli, would you be upset with Pioli's decision? Look, I know there's a lot of discussion about Krunic. Like, you know, we like to joke around amongst ourselves, you know, King Krunic, because, you know, he's done his job. And I find that people, the Pioli haters, I think don't like him because he's always part of the starting lineup. And for me, he's done his job a lot more than he's not done his job. And, you know, for people to complain about Adli not having, I don't know if you saw, he posted today. I saw it was in Arabic and he just tweeted out, I think on Instagram, patience. A guy that does not complain, does his job head down, you know. Do you see him taking up that spot of Krunic, or does he move things around with Reinders? Or would you be upset if Adli doesn't get any minutes?
I would be upset if he doesn't get any minutes because he's a player that we have a spot for on this team. And I think if he has a spot, he needs to play. It's now it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a full calendar year that he didn't play very much. And when he did, you know, we always found something negative. It's very hard to see and to judge a player from where we sit, yeah, seeing that 5-10 minutes, right? He does see him in practice. He does see him there. He does see him, you know, in mini games in the preseason where we may or may not see him against lesser opponents. But if you're not going to play him, then that spot, I'd rather use that spot for someone that's going to play. For the Pioli haters or non-haters, could you just leave Krunic alone? He just does his job. Like, I'm so fed up of this whole Krunic thing. We lived the glory days of Milan with Gennaro Gattuso in the midfield. Gennaro Gattuso is a lumberjack. He is your typical blue-collar player that doesn't exist anymore, guys.
True. Let's
be honest. His sole goal in life and career at Milan was to recuperate balls, be that energy guy.
And get under your skin.
You know, get under your skin, recuperate balls, and give them to Pirlo. Pirlo's book should have a chapter just on Gennaro Gattuso. Because all the balls that Pirlo was able to play in his career were recuperated by Gennaro Gattuso. They didn't score goals. No fancy footwork that he saw there. Crushing tackles, yes. But the game has changed, guys. And that Krunic-type player, Swiss Army Knife that we like to call him, has to be able to play with the ball at his feet, which he can. We don't want him to be on the ball all the time, but when he is, he can play. We're not looking for cracker goals. We're not looking for fancy footwork. We're not looking for through balls. If I don't hear his name in a game, for me, he did his job. Because he's man-marking or marking someone else on the other team, and he's doing his job. And there's not a lot of players on our team that could do that type of job. They want to be on the ball a lot. They demand a lot of the ball. He doesn't demand that. He doesn't demand that.
For me, I don't get... I can't recall of a time that he cost us a game, you know? He does his job. Now we're so no newsworthy that now we're following who's following each other on Instagram. This is from the chat. Somebody had posted somebody articles, but these guys don't follow Krunic anymore. Krunic doesn't follow them anymore. What day and age are we at that we have to take a look at, you know, what he's lost the dressing room? This is week five, guys, by the way, week five. And it's just, look, for me, I agree with you. You're out a month. If Adli doesn't see a single minute, there's a problem. I don't know what other explanation. You know, I try to be devil's advocate and like, we're not there at practice. You know, we're not there. Maybe he's not doing what Pioli wants. But in the end, having this kind of bench, right? At least you have. Somebody was mentioning maybe even Musa in that position.
It will be. You'll see Musa. I hope you'll see Adli a bit in there against Cagliari. There's a lot of players that, you know, if they're understanding their role and could adapt to that type of Krunic role, yeah, they could be successful. You know, guys, the ball-winning midfielder nowadays in today's game also needs to be able to play the ball. You cannot waste a spot on the field with just a guy who wins the ball and then cannot give you more. So let's manage our expectations with Krunic, yeah, and let's leave him alone. And he does the job. And, you know, is he Claude Makélélé? No. Is he Gennaro Gattuso? No.
No.
But he's Krunic, and he's been doing the job for quite some time now. And we know we want, he's a Scudetto winning guy. Let's give him a little bit of respect, and let's, you know, let's tip our hat that he, you know, he bleeds the red and the black. Was he leaving to Turkey? Who knows? Maybe yes, maybe no. Does he want more money? Maybe yes, maybe no. If he starts asking for more money, then that's when you start you have to make some decisions, right? Because we're going to pay someone who can give us more, right? And I think the project is that way. The maximum amount that you can get from someone on the pitch for the least amount of salary you're going to be able to pay.
You know, Gio telling us, obviously, keep up the great work, guys. You guys keep up the great work, Gio and Fabio. And Vinny's second question was, I know our match schedule is a little crazy to kick off the season, but what are your thoughts on this early mini injury crisis? I don't see other teams in our position facing the many injuries at this point. Something has to give, like so many others. I'm frankly so fed up with these constant injury buildups. Hey, Arnautovic is out for a couple of months, right? That's going to make some changes at Inter. And, you know, mini injury crisis could have been worse. Could have lost Magna, you know, but then looking at Sportiello, the way he's been playing, okay. You know, Tio could have, I think it was more by precaution, like, you know, take it easy. But Steve, I think this is the day and age that we need to realize it's every 3 days that we're going to be playing. You want to play at a high level, you know, and that's where having those guys on the bench that you can have those options, right? Not Messias for Salamakers. You know, you have these guys now on the midfield that are ready to take away minutes from the guys that might be injured. But is it time to just, you know, I know it's easy to compare, look at all these other teams that have no injuries, but it is what it is, Steve. But is it time to just realize, yeah, this is going to happen, and it's part of the season, and it's part of the Scudetto run every single season?
It's the Scudetto run. We have to be deep. Inter is very deep. There's not many more deeper teams than Inter right now. And I think number two, and that's why we sit at number two in terms of being deep, is Milan. Whether we like it or not, it's not the sexy name. And you guys, we could forget about the sexy name. We're not going to get the sexy name. That's not just what this ownership does. So, you know, I wrote in the chat because I wasn't 100% sure. Ruben Loftus-Cheek, right? So he's there too. He's that lumberjack style type of guy who can also, as we can see, make runs and play the ball. So, you know, everybody's saying just cramps. Okay, let's get them rested. We didn't need him against Cagliari. I don't think we need him against Cagliari. So if it's just cramps, let's get him some minutes there. Pioli has to be able to manage the bench and manage to get the most out of it. It doesn't work. So Sarri, with his Napoli, tried to roll with the same 11 all year until he got to the end, and the same 11 had no more legs. And that was Coppa Italia, Champions League, and the Serie A. It just had no more legs.
We'll talk about Lazio in a few. What are you expecting, Steve? Cagliari on Wednesday, 12:45 kickoff for us here in Eastern Standard Time. Then you have a noon game on Saturday against Lazio. You have Dortmund coming up. It's not going to be the easiest of week, but you got to go get those 6 points in those two games. I know we're going to talk about Lazio. Lazio, hopefully it's Mr. Hyde that shows up and not Dr. Jekyll. But this is a big week, and we definitely need those 6 points.
Yeah, six, and I want the three against Dortmund as well. We need that as well because we tied against Newcastle at home. So we're going to have to go get back some points in the Champions League to stay in the group. If we look at the game by game, so I watched Cagliari a bit this weekend. I don't see them being too much of a threat for Milan. But, you know, we're traditionally played to the level of our opponents. You know, Ranieri is going to tinkerize the Cagliari team. But I expect Milan to come up with a good performance, better than what we saw this weekend against Verona, minus the pitch. Then we move on to Lazio. We've always played Lazio well. I don't expect anything different. It's time now that we start solidifying ourselves, staying close to the top, because we always say it here. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And the closer you stay to the marathon leader, the easier it is to overtake him. And we're seeing, and we'll see it in the FUBU, the FUBU, we're going to call them highlights, but they're not there. We go over the scores for FUBU. Napoli's struggling as well, losing some ground, Juve as well. So Milan has to take opportunity of this and strike while the iron is hot.
I like it. And on that note, this Serie A recap is brought to you by FUBO TV, your Serie A home in Canada here, Serie A, the EPL, so many different things to watch directly there on the FUBO app. Steve, starting off this week, Salernitana and Frosinone, Lecce, Genoa playing on the Friday here. Just nothing surprising on these two games, other than Lecce, right?
I think Lecce is a big surprise. You know, beating Genoa. I know they're at home. They're sticking up there. They're collecting points for Salvezza. Lecce is a big surprise.
And you know what? If people want to get excited, but you know what? Good for them. You know you're not going to stay third for the whole season, but if you can accumulate these points nice and early and try to guarantee that Salvezza. So chapeau, as we would say in French, to Lecce. Obviously, the Milan win. And now, Steve, Sassuolo, Juventus. Let's talk about this.
Goal fest in Sassuolo!
I had a feeling, I was watching this game and I was like, I felt Sassuolo in the last couple of weeks, like, didn't deserve to lose, but they were there, you know, like getting tied from behind. But my goodness, Juventus, even that blunder at the end. Sassuolo meritato, veramente tre punti meritato. But what are your takeaways from, I know you had said the way Chiesa and Vlahovic go, the way Juventus goes.
Hold on. You hear that? You hear that?
Yes, I hear. Who is that, Steve?
All the Juventini out there crying. Oh, my God. Last week, their team was the best thing since sliced bread. This week, Juve is terrible. Allegri out. Oh, my God. I can't watch this soccer. Guys, I've been saying it for a long time.
Are they worse than Milan fans?
But they're Juve about the fans are worse than Milan fans because Juve fans are plastic. They're the plastic white and black chairs that they have at the Allianz Stadium, whatever they call it. But the soccer is terrible. When they tied it 2-2, I was like, how is Sassuolo letting this game slip away from themselves? And I was like, Juve is going to score in the end to grab 3 points, where we're going to hear all these Juventini say how great they are after they played the crap of the crap games. Are we allowed to say crap, FUBU? Let me know if I'm allowed to say crap. It was terrible. And you know what? Chapeau to Sassuolo, who didn't give up.
Never give up, yeah.
Still went out and scored 4 on the almighty Juventus defense. All the Juventini tell me that they have the best defense in the world. The best defense.
And
so much so, that my 10-year-old, Gianfranco, saw this score, and he was giggling to himself. And I was like, Gianfranco, why are you laughing? He's like, well, we lost 5-1, but at least we lost against Inter. They lost to Sassuolo. The kid is right.
10 years old, and he understands.
The kid is right. So there's a problem at Juve. The true Juventini understand that there's a problem. The plastic ones don't.
I still see them as a threat. I'm sorry. For me, it's because not playing those every 3 days. Maybe they're gonna make me eat my words, but I'm not gonna take this one loss. Just the way I'm not gonna take a 5-1 loss saying that our season is ruined. But it's just the you said it, Steve. Chiesa and Vlahovic, right? And Gatti, okay, you fucked up. You screwed up. What do you want to do, right? It is what it is.
And everybody makes those mistakes. Donnarumma made it on the back pass. Remember that back pass from hell? Everybody scored in their own net for once or twice in their career. it happens, right? You're going to get the own goals. But it seems like at Juve, the aura is gone. The aura is gone.
Lazio, Monza. This one for me was quite surprising. But then I find myself going, why are you surprised, Vince? This is Lazio. It's the Lazio that they've been consistently doing this for the last...
They just did this during the week in Champions League. You know, they had a 94th minute goal from their goalkeeper to save face against Atletico Madrid. I watched that game in the Champions League. They were nowhere in that game. They were completely out of it. I think, you know, Provedel made three or four, never let alone the goal, made three or four game-changing saves, and then took it upon himself and said, if they're not going to score, I might as well go down there and score myself to save Lazio in the Champions League with a 1-1 draw. And then you show up against Monza and really don't do much either. And I think it's an Immobile penalty, because it seems like Immobile can score on penalty shots now. That saves you against Monza. So
at home.
Again, at home. So, you know, Lazio, like you said, and we're going to continue like this. You know, we might get real Madrid Lazio on Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, whenever the hell we play. But this week, they got the worst of the Lazio.
Hopefully they win midweek, because I don't want them to go through two bad performances. We shall see what we have in store for Lazio. Going on, Inter, you know what? I'm going to give, I know it's been a while, my indigestion sports media set before the game announcing the formation. L'Inter per la fuga. So they were going to go up 3 points on Milan. They're running away, for people that don't understand. They're running away with the Scudetto, Steve. But the difference between looking at a score line this way, 1-0, people might think, oh, only 1-0 against Empoli. But they dominated. They dominated the whole game. Empoli had a couple of chances there at the end. But no controversy on the DeMarco, should have been offside. In the end, Inter deserved to win this one here. And people were like, oh, you know, 5 games winning streak. Steve, what year was it that Inter went the first 10 games without losing? I think it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, and Juventus still...
I think Mancini was still there, yeah.
Mancini was still there. So any takeaways from this game? Arnautovic, the big news, losing him for two months. I don't know what he's going to plan to do.
Hamstring once again, but it seems like that hamstring's a problem. I think just Inter is way too deep. Again, the same way we complain about ugly wins, they got their ugly win. Take the 3 points and move on, and we play midweek, and no one's going to care in the end. So,
exactly that. Atalanta, De Catellare starting up front, an assist on one of the goals, 2-0 over Cagliari. Steve, if he keeps on playing good, you know, would you mind selling him for 30 million to Atalanta? That's if they would have the money. But he seems to be fitting in well so far, and playing him as on the right there. But any takeaways from CDK and Atalanta with a 2-0 win?
Honestly, I'm not that impressed. I think he's making the most of his chances with Atalanta, but I find he still disappears from games. I watched this game against Cagliari. After that, he disappeared for at least 35 to 40 minutes. And then, you know, Cagliari was coming back, and I think they hit the post a couple of times and should have probably evened up this game before Atalanta made it 2-0. So the disappearing act is what bothers me about him. At the $35 million player in Serie A, that's a hefty fee. Is it because this jersey is lighter than the Milan one? Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. Is it the same color jersey as what he wore when he was playing in Belgium? Absolutely, it's the same. So I'm not 100% sure. I'm still not convinced. You know, again, I was for giving him a chance at Milan. I think maybe this year we could have held on to him and, you know, got some good minutes with different players, you know. But we decided to loan him out. So now he's at Atalanta. And if they did choose to purchase him and we can come out even and move on, by all means, let's go. In the chat is a fantastic comment.
Tell me.
This is the guy that I would want back.
Well, good old Kim, nice early morning in Australia. Yeah. Give us Calvini in return and we'll...
I don't know if that's going to happen, but that would be something. If you want to trade old-fashioned North American stuff, let's trade. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Steve, what's going on with Udinese?
I don't know. They can't score goals. Like, they lost Beto, and it's terrible soccer. And
I'm not taking anything away from Fiorentina. Like, you know,
they can't keep the ball out of the net. It's a recipe for disaster.
It's good on you, Fiorentina, and the Presidente's favorite player, Giacomino Mino, I like to call. Good for them. And Fiorentina accumulating the points, which we're going to take a look after there. Now, what did you call him last week? Say the engineer, the architect. Mr. Garcia.
The architect strikes again. The architect strikes again for Napoli. But what do you do when you need a goal for Napoli?
You take out
Osimhen. These guys are crazy. They are absolutely shit-faced crazy.
Was not happy, Osimhen. And then they made a little featurette of him and Spalletti.
They want to win points. They cannot fall behind. They play three times a week like we play three times a week. It's hard to catch up points. Shout out to Rick Faz. We're going to send him this clip. So he sent me his picks for this week on our little betting chat. Mm. And he had Bologna-Napoli tie.
Hey, I'll go with Faz.
It's too bad. He had the rest of the five games wrong. But he had Bologna-Napoli tie. So good on Rick Faz for choosing Bologna-Napoli tie, and you gotta send a nice bouquet of flowers to the architect, formerly known as Rudy Garcia, for shitting the bed again. If it continues like this, and for how crazy ADL is, it can go two ways. A, he's too cheap to fire him and hire another coach, and he rides with him, and he just, whatever happens, happens. Or he doesn't make it to Christmas.
Yeah, Double K was much better than Leao last year. Has been invisible, I believe. They're saying the last like 9 months, but not to shit on the player, but you know, people go ups and downs. But Napoli, if you continue like this, you're gonna get Inter con la fuga. That's gonna go away with all these points.
So KK is still a fantastic player.
Yes, of course.
The thing with Serie A is how dysfunctional we are, and how. I don't even know how to say it politely, but how cavemanish we are in our ideologies, dinosaur-like. The teams and the managers in Serie A are very smart. And they pick up on tendencies, and they pick up on every single little way, or I'm not going to say weakness, but any way to make you uncomfortable. And the book is out on KK. To make him uncomfortable, you have to play him physical. And I think Bologna did that.
Mm.
And other teams are doing the same way. And again, I'm going to chapeau to Milan because I think they were the first to really play him physical. They just put Calabria on him the whole day. And he was able to keep up with him. I don't know if that would happen every game, but it worked for us. And, you know, changing manager, you know, after winning a Scudetto, there is a little bit of a lull. But would have Spalletti taken those two guys out if he needed to go get a win?
Probably not. Last but not least, Steve, you're coming from a touchdown score last week that you saw Vince Gattuso, and I said, you needed that to make you forget about the first week. But Torino 1, Roma 1. Dropping points one more time. Lukaku, Dybala starting. Can't really complain about whose players were available. But is this Roma being Roma, Steve?
Yeah, this is Roma holding their neighbor's beer and not being able to close out a game. So dropping points away at Torino. Torino seems like it's going to be a tough test for a lot of clubs this year. I know with Duve and Zapata, it seems like they have a different style of striker that we haven't seen since Belotti, right? That big, tall striker who's a focal point. You know, they always had that false nine.
Yeah.
And, you know, Roma needs to acclimate and, you know, and get used to playing with Lukaku. You know, they had Tammy Abraham. He's gone. He's injured for quite some time. What's going to happen when he comes back? You know, where does Lukaku fit with Dybala? Can they play the three of them? But Roma has a lot of holes, and you see that they can't close out games, and that's where they're dropping points.
And looking at the final right now, Inter 15, Milan 12, obviously Lecce, Juventus 11, 10, respectively. Empoli, you know what? It looks like right now, Cagliari and Empoli, I don't see them staying in Serie A. I know it's weird to say, Steve, 5 weeks in, but then again, you have Roma at 5 points, right? So from 13th to 20th point, there's only 5 points in difference there. But the team to beat is Inter. It is what it is, because if people keep on dropping points and Inter doesn't, Inter is not going to go through a streak of 2-3 weeks with losing every two games. So this is what it looks like after 5 weeks. And on that note, let's close this up. That segment was brought to you by Fubo TV, the home of Serie A in Canada, and the Serie A Fantasy, Steve. But this is the update. You have Forza Cincinnati, number one there. Prosciut, Kim, still there in second place. And you can't go wrong with, you have Ciao Presidente with Peter from 423 points. So, guys, have some fun. Serie A Fantasy, pick your players. Steve, how's your Fanta culture going so far?
Terrible. Lost again this week.
Well, guys, I know you're probably disappointed. Our Jan is on vacation, right? We have a lot of things on our plates. We're able to get the busted culture tweets. But you know what? Congratulations, Jan. Congratulations to getting on one knee. And maybe now it's going to be a team of busted culture tweets. So, Jan, we can't wait to have you back so we can, because I'm sure this week, Steve, we would have had a lot of busted X on
thingamajiggers. But Jan, congratulations, my friend. Can't wait for the bachelor party. We're obviously going to be invited.
Obviously.
Can't wait for the wedding, whenever that was going to be. You take your time, my friend. And, you know, a Milan Weekly podcast envelope coming straight to you.
Handed by President himself.
Yeah,
are we getting President? We're going to get him drunk.
I can't believe it. Someone's getting married.
We're going to get him drunk that night. Guys, on that, right? So we spoke about Serie A. We spoke about the Milan, what we're thinking, all the different type of news. Look, I know it's easy to complain. I get it, guys. I just find that sometimes, you know, an example, Steve, I wanted to close this off asking you this. If you would have asked the Milan fans worldwide at the beginning of the season, after 5 games, 12 points out of 15, would you take it? Who would have said no to that?
Well, no one says no to that. Just the big problem is the loss to Inter in the derby and how we lost. If that derby loss would have been 2-1, and you know it would have been close, and we would have put up a game, no one would be talking about this 3-point difference. It's just the way we lost, and you know, to who we lost is more amara than a regular loss. What's key now is these weeks where you know you're playing. You know, we played Saturday, now we're playing Wednesday, and then we're playing Saturday again, and then Champions League. This is where the you know it's starting to get a little bit more complex and a little bit tricky in terms of making sure that you secure the full points, right? So we saw Cagliari where they are in the standings. I saw the game against Atalanta, and I stick by it. Those should be 3 points that we take home.
And this is what's going to show, because people will like to talk about Milan having 3 games a week. Guys, let's not forget, not just Milan is playing 3 games a week, right? Inter's going to be doing it. Napoli is going to be doing it.
No.
I was going to say Juventus.
On that note, that was great. Vinny, what do they have to do if they want to keep on hearing these funny jokes?
They need to subscribe. Go hit that hit subscribe button, the notifications. Myself, Stevie P, Gio, and Fabio on Coast to Coast. We will notify you all over your platforms. We are exclusively now on YouTube. So, yes, to hear the funny jokes and to be maybe emotionally triggered if you're from another fan base, Roma.
Yeah, and again, it's very important that, you know, our Milan Patreon members, we have Laziali in there. We have, you know,
we have Stevie's Newcastle, Laziale. Stevie's
Newcastle, Laziale. You know, we accept everybody. Guys, Patreon is beautiful, but what we need is subscribers, and what we need is people following the channel and retweeting and promoting Milan Weekly Podcast for the content, right? So subscribe, send it out to everybody, your friends who like, you know, Serie A. Let's make culture relevant. Let's make Serie A relevant. And you get to see these two fantastic, good-looking guys. Even in the back, look at my beautiful back set over there. Look.
And on
that, Display Pro. That's from another Lazio.
Another Lazio. We're like the third Steven. Jersey. We are Display inclusive. Pro.
Yeah, we're inclusive, guys. Display Pro. That's the frames, the beautiful frames that I have in the back. Guys, it makes framing. It takes framing to another level, guys. Another level. It's easy. If I could do it, guys, anybody could do it.
Definitely. These are all friends, guys, that we've made throughout the years. You know, whether it be through social media, Patreon, like this little, I know the Patreon group is somewhat, sometimes a little much, even guys, we have four women in our group, right? Sometimes I got to keep them, the guys, there's women in this group. And I asked them if we want to do a women's only special of the women of Milan Weekly Podcast, see what they think about the third jersey or how they deal, like, you know, the first lady of Philadelphia, how does she deal with Dave when he's getting ready for the game? Sabrina from TO. We have Kira that lives, I believe, in South Carolina. So that's, you know, if you subscribe, Steve, you'll get a notification when that thing comes on. And on that note, guys, again, thank you. Supporting, listening, downloading everything. How do you want to send these guys off, Steve? Ovunque. Oh, what do we have? So we're finishing off with questo calcio di rigore per la Juve. Ovunque e sempre, guys.
Forza Milan! Let's go! Week.
Ciao.